Gittin Perik Ches, Mishnah Yud, 8:10, the last of the Perik, and a little more on the Get Kereach, the so-called bald Get, literally translated. So, as I said in the previous Mishnah, the basic enactment of the Get Mukushar, the segmented Get, was for a Kohen to divorce his wife with, and the idea was that it was folded into multiple segments. Each segment needed a signature on the back of it, and this was a time-consuming process to make the segments and to stitch them together, which would give time for the Kohen to cool off before he divorced his wife. But the truth is that a Get Kereach could be a Get Mukushar could be used by non-Kohen, technically, theoretically, if you wanted to use that Get. Like, for example, if a person said, Kulchem, all of you should be signing on the signature, he says it's something, four people in front of him, then we could have a Get Mukushar, where they would divide into four segments, and each of the four people present would have to sign their names on the back of the back of each of the segments. And the truth is, even you could use the same kind of Mukushar mechanism for a non-divorce contract. It could be for just like, say, an IOU contract in theory. In any case, the concern here is that, let's say a person said, I want all of you to sign, and there were four people in the room, and the Get Mukushar had five segments. So now, if the four sign and the fifth is left blank, a subsequent Bezin could think there are actually five people in the room. The instructions given by the person to write up this Get was, all of you should sign. And the Bezin will think maybe there are five people in the room, hence five segments, only four sign, therefore the Get is totally invalid. So what we're suggesting here is that anybody should be able to just, fill in the blank and sign in that fifth segment to obviate the concerns that maybe not everyone who was supposed to sign did sign. We just need signatures on all the blanks, so everything is okay. Again, the Get Mukushar really technically, once it has three signatures, should be good, except with the fact that all the segments have to be signed, but you could do it with three segments. Okay, so now what do? You have this unsigned segment. Who can sign it? So, says the Mishnah, Get Kereach, if you have this literally bald Get, because one of the segments hasn't been signed, then Hakol Mashlimin Alav, anybody could sign it, it doesn't matter who, meaning that's Divri Benanas, not Benanas Ashita. That means even someone who's normally Pasul Eidos, he's a Goslin, he's a thief, therefore he can't, be an aid, or he's a relative of this person, or he's an Eved, a slave, so these people could all sign, no problem, because this is just a filler, not because we need a fifth person to testify on the contract per se or the Get. It's just that we don't have any blanks there, so no one gets confused and suspects the Get of not being done properly. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mashlimin Alav Ela Krovim Haruim Lahaid B'Makom Acher. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, you can't have people who are, Pasul La'edos Medoraisa, like thieves, other people who are guilty of moral turpitude, or Avadim, slaves. Because then people will think, oh, that guy who signed this Get is kosher, and they'll use him to sign other contracts, or maybe even worse, let's say, they'll see a person who was an Eved sign, to think, oh, he must be a kosher Jew, and then the next, he's letting him marry a Jewish girl. So the point is, Rabbi Akiva says, the only people who could sign who are otherwise not valid as witnesses are people who are relatives of the bald over, the husband, let's say. So his brother normally, he's a kosher witness, just that the brother can't serve as a witness to his own brother's contract. So here Rabbi Akiva says, okay, that we'll let, just to, fill in the extra blank of the Get Kereach, so no questions about the Get, and the fact that he's a brother, so what? We have three other signatures, which are fine, or more. And that solves all the problems. Okay, but to use other people like Gozlanim and Avadim, disallowed. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ezu Get Kereach, and now what actually constitutes Get Kereach? Hakol Shekshariv Merubin Me'edav. Any contract that's done as a Mekushar, folded up, that there are more segments than there are signatures. Okay, now Halach L'maisa, really, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, etc., do not bring the halachas of Get Mekushar all anywhere down, because for various reasons it's not done anymore. The Gemara says this would only apply anyways if you're talking about one, not more than one, a blank, and then the halacha would be like bananas, so to speak. But anyways, bottom line is, there's no such thing as a Get Mukushar nowadays. No one uses them, not even for Kohanim who are divorcing their wives. It's just not a thing anymore. So therefore, there really is no halacha l'maisa with respect to this Mishnah.